N4WJT, KQ4WJT, N4ZLK.
ZL276, mobile monitoring.
I missed the call, but it was my call is N4ZLK. Your name is Shane. Good afternoon.
N0GO.
I appreciate you letting me know my radio's working. N4ZLK, how are you?
I didn't catch all that other call, but it didn't sound legitimate from what I did hear, but I could be wrong.
Sir, either. That's why I questioned it. But, I mean, I just didn't copy anything. Nothing sounded familiar, but there was some interference going on. I'm wondering if maybe we're getting another repeater coming in.
Wasn't, but, yeah, there's that. Somebody said it was law enforcement or something, or a fire station up north one time that was really knowledgeable here on the repeater, and they knew exactly who it was up there. And, but it was commercial and it was bleeding in, but there's been a lot of QRM lately, but I don't think intentional.
Who knows? How are you doing this afternoon? You and Miss Bernice all right?
Yeah, she's over here making dinner, and I think I heard that station try to jump in there again. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was me trying to jump in, but this is the first time. Just want to let you know, Tom, I'm heading your way.
Okie doke, Shane. Yeah, that other one sounded a little fishy, but like I said, I didn't hear it clearly. But yeah, we're waiting on you, and you don't have to stay long, Patrick. I know you're going to T-Bark tonight. Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah, I'm about to make a pickup here. I'm about to pull in, so I'll let you guys go, but work. Anyway, you two have a good day. I'll be back on in a little bit. N4ZLK.
KO4HX.
How far away are you, Patrick?
Traffic at the three-way intersection there. I'm 10 to 20 minutes away. I'm down here on Wade Hampton in front of the Chinese place where 14 comes out.
I'll relay the message. She was making supper here and just some, I call them minute steaks, but they're, what are they? Country fried steak, mashed taters and gravy. What else? Corn on the cob and yellow salad.
But hey, Tom, do you know if the road that comes out there just before the bridge past the red light is open?
Get over there where you can hear Patrick. Say that again, Patrick. Old Rusford Road is the one that comes in there by that cabinet-making place. It's open. Just before you get to the stoplight, there's some pretty close trees there, but they are clear.
The four lane over here next to Benson Chrysler that cuts back over that way and comes out right there at the bridge.
I don't know. The only other way I know up there is Gap Creek, and they've been working on it with the graders and stuff. There was, yesterday anyways, there was a lot of gravel up at the wrecker place and junkyard there by the corner there just east of us on Gap Creek. But that other one, I can't tell you, Patrick.
Well, Drive, I'm already past it now, so it won't matter. I'll just come in the other way.
Down by the McDonald's on Wade Hampton? Yes, sir. I've been down it several times in the last few days. It is open.
Like I said, I'm already by it now, so I'll just come in the other way with the traffic.
Yeah, that'd have been a good way, except when you get to the bridge. I know where you mean now when you said bridge. If you'd have said on Lake Cunningham, I'd have caught it, Patrick. Yeah, I like that drive. It's pretty down through there.
Tight on a good day, so if there's any trees down, it makes it really, really rough.
Between trees. transmissions. If I did, we'll jump in there. Yes, sir, you'd be right, but I don't think you'd have any problem. But there are some trees, but they've all been cleared. But, you know, like 101 there, there's some trees that are just a little too close for my liking there, down by that old mill. What's in there? Go ahead. Well, Joy, I can't pick up anything on that. Go ahead, Patrick.
Just that QRM that's been coming in, it's just worse today for some reason. The repeater's really scratchy today, too. Not something that's normally a problem out here on Wade Hampton.
Well, you're sounding great wherever you're at now. I know when I got up there at Pleasantburg, it always gets bad down in there around Leedles and that. But I've heard it, like you say, several times recently, getting pretty bad. I don't know if it's the wind or the repeater or what, but I agree with you.
It's been conditions that way all day today, so, and here's a commercial driver that don't realize a green light means go.
16, Patrick, give him a little slack.
Stops with a green arrow, don't even look at it. You're driving a wrecker. Come on, you gotta do better than that.
Yeah, they get pretty aggravating. Or the ones that leave 10, 15 car lengths ahead of them and then make you miss the red light.
Stand leaving some cushion the way people drive around here. Some of them get a little excessive with it.
An adequate distance, but I don't leave 10, 15 car lengths because I'm sitting. I'll bet you 90% of the people that I stop at a red light are texting or collaborating on the telephone, and if it's, you know, hands-free, no problem, but they got the phone up there in front of the steering wheel right up to their face, and if that isn't distracted driving, I don't know what is.
Hey, speaking of that, I know you probably haven't seen this, but have you seen Cobra's newer CVs where they have Bluetooth in them? You can Bluetooth your phone to it and use your microphone on the CB as your push-to-talk.
I haven't. There was some guy on this cop show, Cops Unloaded or whatever it is, the other day, and on that Samsung channel, and they had stopped him. And you've seen that a Suburban going around. It's got the three big antennas on it. I see him every now and then around here. Well, this one just had one of those with the coil in it and that right in the middle of it. And he was bragging to the police officer, and he rolled down the back window. My God, you wouldn't believe the size of the amplifiers back there, Patrick. And they're supposed to not put out over 5 watts.
That CB is supposed to be a max 5 watts. I don't see what everybody wants to run that big power on them, but because now that they opened up sideband to it, a legal limit, CB is 12 watts on sideband, and you can talk around the world on that if conditions were right.
Sunspots are up. Problem with CB is it's amplitude modulation. It's not FM like our 2 meters are. And the audio sucks. But, yeah, I had a friend back in the 70s that had a 600-watt amplifier on a Moonraker, and he had that Browning radio with a separate receive and transmitter. He could block out all 23 channels at once there around town.
Boy, the trees are out in the road even further now over here on 101. And now CB is AM, FM, and sideband. They opened it up last year, I believe, to FM.
Yeah, because I've never had an interest in it for, well, since the 70s. When it started getting dirty mouth, I couldn't have that around the kids. So I got rid of it. And that's when I become a ham there later on, a lot later on. But it just got pretty bad. But, yeah, sideband on there was pretty good. I just never could afford a sideband radio.
They're pretty reasonable now, and like I said, it does come in handy every now and then in the truck. So, but I normally keep mine on 10 meters, listening to 28-400, so I can tell when 10 meters comes in.
I used to talk all over the world on mine. Motor City was one up there in Michigan all the time. And boy, you could tell it by the accent. But, heck, I've talked to Australia and that and things, and I haven't had a roof. But the conditions are right. 10 meters is a good band. I just never did use it very much once I become a ham because, oh, I don't know, back then they wanted a 10-10 number, and it was kind of CBE. But I finally, a while back, oh, it's been a couple years ago, I decided, well, I'll just run up there and do the DXCC thing and then give it up. But I go up there now and then. It's been pretty good lately with this cycle 25 on the sideband. And like I said, you can talk to Australia, New Zealand, all over the place, Europe, if conditions were right, even on AM. But I sure didn't know they opened it up to FM.
Yeah, that was within the last year and a half, 2 years that they've done that. It ain't been that long. So it does, but I've never heard anybody on FM. So what good did it do to open it up to that?
Well, Patrick, the only way they could use it would be simplex. I don't think they'd allow repeaters on it. I don't know that, but I wouldn't think so.
I don't have any repeaters on it on 11 meters, so simplex is all you got. But works good for traffic. That's about it. But Tom, I am getting ready to turn on your road, so I'll be there shortly.
Yeah, the sprinkler's on out front, but it's not coming over near the driveway or anything, Patrick. The truckers still use it in the yards, I'm pretty sure. And if I was a trucker, I'd definitely have it because we used to, when we drive out to Washington, D.C. To visit my brother or something years ago, it was great on I-70 and that and all the truckers. And they would let you tuck in between them even. Ride along, have a little windbreak. Anyway, see you in a minute. This is Central TR.
4-HKX, I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Went over there, Patrick, in the carport, 0-TR.